On the Mishnah on the Kufcheshel at the bottom. Lo yomer adam latabav shkoli b'dinner basar av hashofek v'machalek b'nehem. Not allowed to tell a butcher to give me a dinner's worth of basar. You're mentioning a price, and that's like mekach u'memker. But he's allowed to shecht and split it up. Hechi of it. So how do you split it up if you don't split it up according to price? You had the besura amrei tarta palgu tarta, the narash amrei chelko palgu chelka, the pumpadisa amrei uzio palgu uzio, the narpko the mosamachsi amrei rivo palgu rivo. Rashi besura amrei darken lomer latabach tenli tarta plag tarta, the narash amrei chelko plag chelka, pumpadisa amrei uzio. Kol atabachim hoyu menatim ba moshem b'shava. Kach v'kach nechosim min abehema. In each place, they used to split up the animal, cut it up into equal parts, and they called these parts these names. Well, also on the sochin karluhu besura tarto v'narish chelko v'pumpadisa uzia v'nar pkod riva. So you mention the part name, not the value of that part. That you're allowed to do. Any Rashi's here? Yeah. Rashi shkoli b'diner baser she'asur lahaskes shem damim. You can't mention a price. Aval shochet hu below piece of damim v'hein cholkin b'neim. You shecht it without mentioning a price, and you split it up according to size of portion. Hechi yavid k'she'ein orotze likach kola behema v'lo mechza v'lo shlish v'lo revia. You don't want to take a percentage of the animal. You just want to take a certain few portions. So how do you mention the portion if you don't mention an amount value? Right, ela b'dinner or b'shnayim, I yomer lo. You only want a certain value amount, so how do you mention it? So the Gemara says that they used to cut it up into pieces, and you mention the name of the piece. And then you figure out the price after yontif. Okay. Mishnah. Omer adam l'chaveru malayli kli zeh v'lo b'mita. Person can say, "Fill, give me this kli full of whatever he's buying," right? And he'll pay for it after yontif, and they come to and they don't mention the price. You just fill up this kli. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hoya kli shel mida lo yimalenu. If it's a kli that's normally used for measuring, then you can't use it even just stam to fill it up. Maisa baba shol ben botni shoyim amali midosa mer of yantiv, the notion lekuchos biyantiv. Abba shol ben botni used to fill up kalin with various measures before yantiv, and when people would come to take them or whatever on yantiv, he'd give them whichever kli was filled up to that amount. Avishol Omer af b'moed osekein. Avishol said that he used to do that even on Chol HaMoed. Nipnei beruri hamidos. The Gra does not go to this nipnei beruri hamidos. This used to do on Chol HaMoed. The Chachamim romim af b'chol osekein. Even b'chol he did it. Nipnei mitri hamidos. Beruri hamidos is where you have foam, and you have to leave the thing settle in order to fill up the mida properly. And mitzri amidos is where you pour from a kli the measure, and you pour it into the person's own kli, and there's always a residue left that you have to let ooze out. Rashi. Avaloba mida, big more meforish lay my puksai. More explain what the argument is between the Tanakama, what kind of keli you're allowed to say, fill up the whole kli. You can't measure it all on yontif, so he used to fill up things with different measures, and when somebody would come and want it, he'd give them the measure that fit them, and all of it was done in Erev Yontif. It also came Big Mor Meforish Taima. Big Mor explained the reason, and it's obvious, V'lo garsin masnisim, they be rure amidos, like the Gra takes it out. The Istigaris law, V'hein halos harasichos, Big Mor Meforish. Be rure amidos means the foam that's caused when you fill up a kli. When he would sell shemen, he would have many different, what's it called, measuring kalim. And he would pour from his measuring kli into their kalim. But it would take time for the, what's it called, for the residue to drip out, to ooze out. So he would leave it all night to what's it called, to ooze out, so they would get their full amount. Nothing would be left in his measuring kli. Moses says, "My avalo b'mita." right? The Tanakama holds, you can say, fill up this kli, but not the mida. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, avalo b'kli ha-meyuchad l'mida. Aval kli ha-omed l'mida yimalenu. What Rashi learns is, kli ha-meyuchad l'mida means you've used it already for measuring. Kli ha-omed l'mida is a kli that's used for measuring, but you didn't use it yet. Right? The first time you're using it now for measuring. You haven't used it yet for measuring. So, the Tanakama holds that you're allowed to use a kli that you never measured with, but you can't use a kli that you have already measured with. That's how Rashi learns. What's it called? Another pshat here, I remember seeing. Right? And the Rambam holds that were they medayik and made the kli special for measuring, that a meduyak, or it's just a kli that approximately has that measure. If it's approximate, then it's okay according to the Tanakhama. If it's an exact measuring kli, then you can't. It's a zilzul nyantav. Rashi, hamiyuchad lamida, shemodei do mocherbo. You use it already. Haomid lamida, lecheshayish barzeh, bozeh tachtov, avaladayin lomadebo. This is a substitute kli that you haven't used yet. If the first one would break, you'd use this one, but you haven't used it yet. And what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? So that's what the Tanakhama holds. Of course, we're learning Rashi, so we'll say Rashi. Right? A kli that you've used already, you're not allowed to even fill up without mentioning the Mida. And a kli that you've never used for measuring, even though it's going to be used for measuring eventually, you can say fill it up and not be medayik on the measure. And also Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, no. Afilu kli ha'omid l'mida lo yimalenu. Even if it's a kli that's made for measuring and was never used, you can't use it either. Alma gavisim chasyantef, Rabbi Yehuda l'chumra v'rabon l'kula. Chora, what do we see from this Mishnah? That Rabbi Yehuda's machmir when it comes to simchas yantef, that even though it would impair your simchas yantef, you can't fill up the kli, even if it's not something that you ever measured with. And the chachamim hold that we're makel by simchas yantef. V'ha ipcha shamin and lehu. So we have a Mishnah that says just the opposite. Disnan, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Shokolot, and Bosser, Kenegat HaKli, Kenegat HaKopitz, V'chacham, Rom, Eimash, Gichem, Bekaf, Mazlayin, Kol Yikr. Right? Then the other Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is Mekel, and the Rabbanan are Machmer. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds you could use things that are not used for weights to weigh out things, and the Chacham holds you can't use a scale at all. So the Rabbanan are Machmer, Rabbi Yehuda is Mekel. Am Rabbi Yehuda Lekula, Rabbanan Lechumra. Kashin Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kashin Rabbanan, Rabbanan, Rabbanan. Kash on both of them. Here they're Mekel and there they're Machmer. Here he's Machmer and there he's Mekel. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda lo kash. Hasan b'sheinu omed l'mida. Over there, you're using something that's not omed to be a mida at all. Over here, you're using a kli that's omed to be used for measuring. You never used it before. That's worse than something like an axe or something that's never used for measuring. Hacha b'omed l'mida. That's why it's more of a zilzul of yantin. The Rabbanan, lomi lo kashya, hasam ko'avid ke'uvdin b'chol. Hachalo ko'avid ke'uvdin b'chol. Over there, people do that during the week, measure things, sometimes connect other things. And therefore, it's an uvdin b'chol. But over here, since this kli was never used as a measuring thing, you never did it b'chol, so for this kli specifically, this is not an uvdin b'chol. Rashi. Since this is a measuring cup, and even though you haven't used it yet, it's made to measure. So you can't use it because looks like you're measuring, even though you never used this kli before. Kli v'kopitz einom din l'kach. A kli and a kopitz aren't made for measuring. So if Yehuda holds something that's, what's it called, not made for measuring is better than something that's made for measuring that never was measured with. Right over there, you're doing an uvdin b'chol, you're using a scale. Pamim she'ein ha'litra l'fonda v'kivin she'odeh mishkol kelev shokelbo. That's done sometimes during the week. You use a scale with things that are not actual weights, but you know their weight, so you use it in place of a weight. Okay. Lo ka'ovet uvdin b'chol, da'dai lo yosef tivo shokliza l'mida. But over here, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's not an uvdin b'chol. Over here, the Chacham holds, not an uvdin b'chol, because you never use this for measuring. So it's not something that you ever use b'chol for a measuring cup. Okay, Rav, Rava Omar, my avalo b'mida, shalo yizkelo shein mida, aval kli ameyuchad b'mida malenu. And Rava learns different pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim hold, you can use a kli that is miyuchad l'mida too, even if it was once used for what's it called, for a mida. But you can't mention the measure. As long as you don't mention, you say, fill it up, stam, that's good enough, even if the kli was used for measuring. V'asar Rabbi Yehuda l'neimar, kli ameyuchad l'mida lo yimalenu. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda says no. Even if you don't mention the measure, but it's a kli that's miyuchad, it was used for measuring, that you can't use. But now, according to Rava, if it was a kli that was never used, even Rabbi Yehuda holds okay. And the Chachamim hold that no matter what kli it is, it's okay, as long as you don't mention the measure. Rashi, Shei Mida Riva Olu, Elakach Yomar Stam, Kli Zeh Maleli. If you don't mention, right, give me a quart of this or a pint of this, you just say, fill it up, then it doesn't make a difference if you're using a measuring cup or not, according to the Rabbanan. And according to Behuda, if it was a measuring cup that was once used, even if you don't mention the measure, it's also awesome.
What difference does it make if it was used or not?
Well, if it was used b'chol or not, it's something people see that you've used that b'chol, sinuv din b'chol. Alma gavisim chasyantef, Rabbi Yehuda l'chumer, Rabban l'kula. You see over here also that Simchas Yontef, Rabbi Yehuda is machmer and Rabban r'meiko. Right? What the Chacham holds is mutter, Rabbi Yehuda holds is osur. V'ha ipcha shamin l'hud is not. Rabbi Yehuda omer shokol adam basur k'neged akli u'k'neged akopitz. V'chacham r'me mashgigim b'kaf mazayim kol yikr. The Mishnah we had before. Right? There Rabbi Yehuda is meiko. You could use non-weights on a scale. And the Chacham holds you can't use a scale at all. Amr Rabbi Yehuda l'kulav Rabban l'chumra, kashid Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda, kashid Rabban l'Rabbanan. Mara says, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda lo kashya. Hasam b'she'enu miyuchad l'mida, hacham miyuchad l'mida, like we said before. Right? When does Rabbi Yehuda hold it's an uvda d'chol, when it's something that is set aside for measuring? Right? But if it's, and it was measured with. But over there, it never was set aside for measuring b'chol. So it's not an uvda d'chol. The Rabbanan nami lo kashya. Hasam ka'av dinan k'da avdin b'chol, hachalo ka'av it, ka'av d'chol. Right? The avdi inshi, the mekar v'chamra b'mona d'kila v'shasu. Right? That over here, it's not an uvda d'chol, since you didn't mention the measuring, even though you use this as a measuring cup, people sometimes drink from the measuring cup. So it's lav dafka that it's used only for measuring. People sometimes don't have a kli, and they pick up a measuring cup to drink from. So therefore, the Rabbanim don't consider this an uvda d'chol, even if it was something that during the week you used it for measuring. Because sometimes people use measuring cups to drink from, not for measuring. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no, the mice, not most of the time it's used for measuring, it looks like an uvda d'chol. Okay. Rashi, Shei Mida Rivo Lug, Elakachio Mostam Kli Zeh Maleli. Rabbanan hold, as long as you don't mention the measure, you just say, fill up this kli, that's okay. Even if it's a kli that was used for measuring during the week. Hachalo ka'avid k'da avdin d'chol, shederek l'chuchos lomar tein li lug. Vein dark and lomar kli zeh maleli b'derech mekach shlo ela b'derech halva o matana, v'yaf agad l'miyuchad l'mida. When you buy or sell something, which is an uvda d'chol, then you say, fill me up a quart. But when you borrow something, you just say, give me a kli full of that, and that's not an uvda d'chol. Avidi inshi the mekar v'chamer l'chavreihem. Sometimes people give wine to their friends, b'mona d'kal, yishom nida, in a measuring cup, and they drink it from the measuring cup. Not for measuring, just because they don't have another kli that they have available, so they put it into a measuring cup. Maisa b'avashol bin botnis, tana after moed also came, it made bitl beis hamedrash. The argument says, and that's why the Gra and Rashi aren't goers in the Mishnah, Beiruri Hamidos, because the Mishnah didn't mention the reason, and now the Gemara mentions the reason, which is different than what it says in the Mishnah over here. Right? The reason he didn't do it on Chol HaMoed is because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash. Because it took too much time to start measuring things out on Chol HaMoed, then it would vattle his time from the Beis HaMedrash. Rashi. It made Bittul Beis HaMedrash, Shoya Chacham Gadol, Uboim Rabim Lishol Heimenu. People used to come and ask him Shailas. Uvamoed Rabim Oskim B'Torah, Shein Trudin B'Locha. A lot of people were learning during Chol HaMoed who didn't learn during the year, right? Because they didn't have work to do. On Chol HaMoed, v'hayim amalim b'layla, she'ein zman beis haneder. So he'd fill up all these kalim at night when it wasn't the time for learning. Kedei she'ye poni v'yom, so he'd be free in the daytime. Wouldn't take the time of measuring out the things. Uleman de'gars nasnisum ne'biru hamidos, mefor eshochi. According to those who have the gears of the Mishnah, mishum be'biru hamidos, which is a different reason, not because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash, but because he had to let the time for the foam to go down, right? You'd have to explain it like this. Bittul Beis HaMedrash shall boy moed lo yeponi lishos levar midos of shliar shicho. Because he didn't want to waste time from learning, he wouldn't have time to let the foam settle, right, and wait to measure it out properly during the day. That's why he filled it up the night before. Tomer Rabbanan. Who kana sholosh meos gar v'yayim mi berurei hamidos, the chaveirov konsu shlosh meos gar v'shemen mitzri hamidos, ve'avium lefnei ha-gizbarim l'sholayim. Abishol ben Botnis had residue left over when he would give things to people measured, so the residue from the foam, what's it called, that he said they bought a quart, and it came out, it was less than a quart because of the foam. So he ended up having a ribui of shemen left over. And the same thing goes with his friends. They had a ribui because when they poured out into the kalim of the lokeach, it didn't all go out. There was a little bit left. And all those little bits added up to 300 garvi of what's it called, of shemen. They had and they brought it to the Gizbar Mishalayim. They didn't want to have any enjoyment from it. So they brought it to the Gizbarim. Amar lohem, iatem skukim lecha. So the Gizbarim said, it's not necessary. It's yours. It's not Geneva. Why? Amar lohem, afano ein ritzoneinu b'kach. We don't want it either. Amar lohem, hoil v'hechmartem alatz mechem asumehem tzorchei rabim. Since you want to be machmer, so we'll tell you what to do with it. You give it to tzorchei rabim. They couldn't be machdish because they held it wasn't theirs. It can't be machdish something that's not yours. And the Gizbarim told them it's not necessary. Either it's not necessary because people are mochel, or that's the way you measure. It has nothing to do with mechila, right? People understand that there's always foam and there's always residue, and it's like when you invite people to a chasana, 6 o'clock means 7 o'clock. Right? That's what it means. So when you say a quart, you don't mean a quart. You mean a quart less the foam and less the, what's it called, the thing. So that's the normal way that people measure. Or it's like Rashi says, mechila. People are mochel it. If it's mechila, it's a little bit problem when you have children. They can't be mochel who will sell these things. But it doesn't really mean mechila. It means this is the normal way that people understand that you measure and you're not mocked it on every little bit.
So
and you know that's what you're going to get. What?
So it is. So
what would you be mocked? No, yeah, they didn't have to give it either. They didn't want it to be the hand in front of it because they thought it was stolen. Right? So if they thought it was stolen, they can't be mocked as shit. If it's not stolen, they don't have to give it. But they said, in any case, we don't want to, what's it called, we don't want to be the hand in front of this. So they told him, if you want to be machmer, then use it for tzorchei rabin. Netanya, gezel, the inner idea lemi gazel, you stole from somebody, you don't know who you stole from. Yaseba and tzorchei rabin. So you should use the money for tzorchei rabin, and hopefully the people that you stole from will be nehenna from it. My ninu, what is tzorchei rabin? Om rav chizda boros, sichin ma'oros, what's it called? Water reservoirs that people will eventually use. Adveri rav chizda rabbana ukva v'dorash. You can't measure out sa'orim even to give to your own animal. So what do? You take a measuring cup, you put it into the heap of sa'orim, and you take it out full. You don't measure it out, you don't pour it into the cup, you take the cup and fill it up with sa'orim. That's okay. That's not the way you normally do a b'chol. It's a shinui. V'hanachtum modi tavlim, and also in Tokei Rosso, k'dei shalei agdiach tavshilo. A nachtum, person who sells in, or a cook, who cooks in large amounts, right, so he's allowed to measure out the tavlim, because he could be, he'll ruin the thing, it'll be a big hefzid, right, and that has to be exact. When you cook in large amounts, then it has to be exact, because you can put a lot, too much in. But a woman in the house, she can't measure out tavlin, because first of all, it's not such a big hefzit, so she'll lose one dish. And secondly, it's easier to be mishayer when you're cooking a little bit than when you're cooking in masses. Omer of Yirmiyah bar Abba, Omer of Rav, Moderes Isha Kemach B'yantif, and also Toch Yisosa, Kadesha Titul Chala B'ayin Yotah. However, there's a reason why a woman should be able to measure Kemach when she's going to take Chala, in order that she should be able to take Chala B'ayin Yotah. She has to take 1/24, and if she doesn't know exactly how much the flour was, she'll say it was less, and she'll take off less of a percent, the percentage will be less, she'll think it's less to take off to make it 1/24. This manazel, we don't take off 1/24, we just take off a tzayis, so this reason doesn't apply, you can't measure kemach either. Shmuel omer aser, and Shmuel holds that it's aser to measure kemach. Moreh says, v'hatanet v'shmuel mutter, the yeshiva of Shmuel, they said in his name that it's mutter to measure kemach. Okay, Omer Abaya Hasha to Omer Shmuel Osir, but Tana Deve Shmuel Mutter, Shmuel Halach Lamaisa Osir Lashmina. Right, Shmuel can tell us that Halach Lamaisa it's Mutter, but Lamaisa you don't tell people that it's Mutter. See Rashi. Who Kanas? Mishnosan Yain Bechavis, Kach Bekach Lugin. Right, he put wine in a barrel. Right, so many lugim of wine in a barrel, the mida, and he measured it. Umachar mimena at shemachar cheshbono. And he took, let's say, what's it called? He took 5 gallons of what's it called of wine in a barrel, and then he sold it by the quart. Right, so the chora he should now sell 20 quarts of what's it called of wine. When he sold 20 quarts, he had wine left in the barrel, because the quarts were not full quarts because of the foam. Right? So now he had this wine left over in the barrel, the chora that he held was stolen. He didn't want to use it. Nimtza kol ha-noser b'chavis al-yidei berurin shirsiya chayayin kishimotziyo mala ufya, because of the foam that made the quart look like a quart, but it wasn't a full quart. So he didn't take out of his barrel a full quart. So in the end, after he sold all 20 quarts, he still had, wine left in the barrel. Ve'en ha-midah maleya, ve'en nikroin beirurin. That's called beirurin. Latishu mevarin osa min ayayin kishishosa. You take the foam and separate it from the wine when you drink it. Inami al deklishe v'zige. Right? And because it's, what's it called? It's called beirurin because its foam is transparent. And it's light. Lighter than the liquid. The shemen yeshbo mitzri. By shemen, there's mitzri. So by wine, there's foam. And by oil, there's what's it called residue that has to ooze out. Meshem mudbat mishuli amida, it sticks to the sides of the kli. Uvayayin shlichei berurin velo v'shemen. And shemen usually doesn't have foam. So wine has foam, but no residue, and shemen has residue, but no foam. The chaver of consecrated priests is berurin. Same thing happened to them, only because of the residue. When they would pour from the kli that they were measuring it into the other kli, they had something left over. So they always had leftovers. With now gizborim shall hektish lasos ben tzorchei hektish imyutzu. So they brought it to the gizborim. They didn't want to be nehenna from it. They wanted it to be hektish. The heim lo hektishua, they weren't machtish it kisvurim en yicholim lahaktish shein shalohem. They thought that it wasn't theirs. So how could they be machtish it? Even they could be makdish it, it's gezel, and the gezel is sonui by an ola, right? By kodshit. I the gizbarim will be a yiyush and shini rishus. People are mayayish from it, and then it changes hands, so the gizbarim are calling it, and by them it wouldn't be gezel anymore. Amru hem chachomim ein atem skukim lechach. So the chachomim said you don't have to do that. Hoel umitchila lo niskavantem ligzol. You didn't intend to steal. You intended to do what people normally do. This is how people normally measure. Shalakuchos mochlin al yedei tirdan amrutzosam sheinim yicholim lishos od v'yadi v'komachli. People don't want to waste the time waiting for things to ooze out or for the foam to settle. And they know when they say a quart, it includes the foam and it doesn't include what's going to ooze out. So it says, afano ein ritzonein lakach, lezeh lehanes mishalacherim. Still, we don't want to be in the henna for somebody else's thing. They're mochel at everything, all the svaras in the world, we don't want to use it. Amr lohem chachomim, kein ein lachem lasos hektish, el las ben tzorchei rabim. They don't make it hektish, make it tzorchei rabim. Then the people that lost because of this will gain because of it. Shaharim mishal rabim hoya. The yehenu ha-bailim, ayam. Eventually, the bailim will be in the henna from it too. V'ein yodei alemi gozo, she gozo anoshim harbe, you stole from a lot of people, and you don't know who you stole from. So they should do tzorchei rabbi. Shichun ma'oros shemiskansim bohem mayim v'shosim bohem. These are all cisterns that are used for reservoirs. The Bava Kama first my bor, my siach, my ma'ora. And the Gemara Bava Kama explains the difference between them. If they're babinyan or kalim, if they're round or square, all those are differences between a bor, siach, and ma'ora, but they have the same use. Adbarein, higu metayel imom vosair. He was walking with him, he's taking a walk. And he told him, "Lo yimdod adam kavsa, or imafilu lite lebehemto shenira kamodi limkor." To measure it by pouring the grain into the kli looks like you're doing it to sell. So it's an uvda dechol. Avol kolderhu bekavatzmo. You take the heap of grain, you put the kli inside, make like a hole in the grain, right? The noke bekri lamalo shaloka derech mida losis biyado letocho. You don't usually use a measuring cup to put it into the thing. You pour into the measuring cup from the thing. Kolder loshen noke. You make a hole in the peep. Nachtum avashuf teres nomi kori nachtum. A nachtum is not only a baker, it's a chef. A chef is called a nachtum. Yagdiach yisrof. He's going to put too much tavlin, too much salt, it'll burn. It'll be too sharp. Ba'ayin yof, ashir chala echa michavdal lekoin. Right. It used to be they used to give, when the Kohen would get the challah, they gave 1/24th on a regular, what's it called, household basis, and 1/48th for commercial use. When she doesn't know exactly what the measure is, she'll take off 1/24th and be stingy, and it won't be really 1/24th, so the Kohen's going to lose out. When she knows how much it is, then she'll give with a good eye. But when you don't know, then you're machmer for yourself, and you say it's probably less. Tana devei Shmuel b'tosefta shesidur Shmuel mitnoyim shelafanav. Tana devei Shmuel organized the Toseftas, like Rebbe organized the Mishnayos. He organized Toseftas. Kemosha Sidru Rabbi Chi of Rav Oshia, like they will Masada also Bryces, Rabbi Chi and Rav Oshia, Kemosha Sidru Rabbi is HaMishnah. So from this Rashi is another place where Rashi holds that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi did not write down the Mishnah. He only was Masada the Mishnah. Later in generations wrote it down. But the Rambam holds that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi actually wrote the Mishnah. Hashadomer Shmuel Osir, the Hu Shon of Mishnah Somutr, the Maiser Shmuel said himself it's Osir. Yet in his brises, he wrote that it's mutter. Shmuel b'shmaiti domer osur halach l'maisa osa shmina. Shmuel, when he said the pasuk in the Shai, was telling halach l'maisa, it's osur. Because ain't morin cake. Shehaba lishol halacha lasos maisa morin lo osur. It's halacha, but ain't morin cake. So if somebody comes and asks, you tell him it's osur. V'ich hazinan inish the ovid lo machinan b'yad. If you see somebody doing it, you don't have to stop him, because mi'ikar adim, it's mutter. The halacha, the mutter, the ein morin came. That's the halacha. What?
Putting wine and
no, they sell it and they use it to the money that's generated for Sorchei Rabim of filling up these reservoirs. They didn't fill it up with the wine and the oil.